Welcome back to the California Conversation. I'm Tess Abraham. Fraud isn't a theoretical problem. It's real, it's tangible, and it robs the taxpayers of the money that they work hard to earn. In recent weeks, Minnesota has become the most recent example of what happens when oversight fails and, quite frankly, no one is watching the money. Now, the federal government is signaling that Minnesota may just be the beginning and that California could be next. After all, if this level of fraud was hiding in plain sight in Minnesota, what do you think could be hiding in California? I'm breaking it all down for you today. But before we get started, make sure to like this video, subscribe to this channel if you haven't already, and ring that notification bell so that you stay up to date on all things California politics. And if you want more information or you want sources cited in compiling today's episode, then you should check out the corresponding article on my website, which is linked below. All right, today we are talking about one of my favorite topics, fraud. And it might sound weird that I enjoy talking about fraud. It's not because I enjoy fraud in any way, shape, or form, but my background is accounting and finance. And so this is very much the world that I come from. I had to take classes in college about different fraud cases. And so I really enjoy diving into the numbers, seeing what is being exposed, and ultimately all for the purpose of holding our leaders accountable. Now, you may have seen in recent weeks that there's been a lot of discussion around what has been going on in Minnesota. But in case you missed it, there is a YouTuber named Nick Shirley who is sort of a journalist, and he uncovered this massive daycare scheme going on in Minnesota where daycares were getting funding in order to run. But then when they would show up to the daycares, there were no children there. No one had ever seen children there. And so it seems like it is really laundering money through there for them just to steal and be able to use for their own purposes, which ultimately is robbing the taxpayer because this is funding. And so this caught national attention. It has really sparked. Everybody has been watching Nick Shirley's videos, but this was only the tip of the iceberg because there actually has been much, much more fraud occurring in Minnesota for years. So if we go all the way back to the pandemic, there was a group called Feeding Our Future, and they claimed that they were delivering meals to schools and to after-school programs. But in reality, what they were doing is they were faking receipts, they were inflating expenses, they were not providing the service. And so they ended up committing $250 million of fraud through this program, which is just so much money. But then it gets even worse because not only was there this program, but then an additional program, a housing program in Minnesota, was also caught to have been committing fraud by, once again, faking receipts, inflating their expenses, submitting them to the government, getting funding, and then ultimately that funding was just going right into the pockets of the people running the program. And as if it couldn't get any worse, there's another program. This time it was supposed to help children with autism. So really it's just very sad that that was the front that they were using. And instead of providing the services that they said that they were, they ended up giving kickbacks to parents to try to convince them to enroll their children to make their program look legitimate. Meanwhile, they were taking a bunch of profit off the top. So in all, Minnesota has just been exposed for so much fraud. And a lot of it has involved federal funding dollars. And so it is estimated that there could be somewhere around $9 billion of fraud, waste, and abuse happening from all of these programs put together. So of course, because this includes federal funding, this has sparked the Trump administration to really get serious about cracking down on fraud. And so earlier this month, President Trump announced that he was creating a division of the Department of Justice specifically to combat national fraud enforcement. And so the stated goals of the program are as such, quote, to combat the rampant and pervasive problem of fraud in the United States, and to investigate, prosecute, and remedy fraud affecting the federal government, federally funded programs, and private citizens. And so President Trump has seen what is happening. He wants to take it seriously. He does not want federal money to be used in a way that is fraudulent, as has been grossly used in Minnesota. And so he has decided that this is going to become a priority of the Department of Justice. But he is not stopping at Minnesota. He is moving to other states as well. And specifically, he is moving to California. Now, what's interesting is he has attempted to cut off $10 billion in the health and human services funding that goes to five states across the nation, and all of them are democratically run. And of course, our beloved state is involved in that. And so really, his argument is that the Minnesota model has showed us that fraud is not intangible. It is real, and it is measurable, and it is happening. And so we need to stop covering up fraud. We need to start exposing using it for what it is, and we need to find it across all 50 states, regardless of who is running these programs or what programs are in place. And so that, of course, brings us to California, or as some have so lovingly called it, Califraudia. So why move to California? I feel like it's fairly self-explanatory, but let me give you a few reasons. California receives more federal funding than any state in the nation. Now, California also contributes a lot, and so it's not like it only takes federal funding. However, a third of our state's budget is actually funded by federal funding. And so obviously where there are massive budgets, like there are in California, because we're a massive state, where there are complex programs, where there are a lot of social welfare programs, which again, we have a lot of here in California, that means that there is just really high fraud risk. And unfortunately, you also have to think about where there is low oversight, where there is mismanagement. And if we look around at California, I think that we can see that it's a theme in our state that there is mismanagement happening on a wide variety of levels. So it really doesn't come to anyone's surprise that we would start having doubts about where the money is going in our state. And ultimately, that's a responsibility of us as taxpayers. If we are paying money to the state to fund programs that they say that they're going to fund and to produce outcomes that they say they're going to produce, if we look around and things aren't better, which again, I think that we can agree, we look around and things aren't better, then we should be asking, we must be asking, where is the money going? What is it doing? And so that's exactly what President Trump is doing. He's saying, you guys get a lot of money from the federal government. I don't see where it's going that is producing an effective outcome. And so we need to start auditing a lot of these programs and rooting out potential fraud, waste, abuse, and mismanagement. Now, to no one's surprise, Governor Gavin Newsom strongly disagrees with the allegations that there may be fraud in California. He says that he has rooted out much fraud in the state and that he has worked to prevent it moving forward. And he also says that he just can't stand fraud or can't stand waste and abuse. Let's listen to some of his comments.
If he has some unique insight and information, I look forward to partnering with him. Can't stand fraud, can't stand waste and abuse.
That response, when I first heard it, is interesting to say the least. It's quite laughable, to be honest with you. And honestly, I mean, if we just look at this response, he is framing what President Trump is doing simply as political retaliation. He is saying that this is overreach by the federal government and that ultimately all of this is politically motivated. There's nothing in it that's grounded or rooted in truth. And then he also goes on later to continue to attack President Trump personally. And he actually calls him a deranged and habitual liar. But what's important to note about Governor Newsom's response is not so much that he's just saying, well, we don't have fraud in California, which, okay. But more so is to focus on the fact that he doesn't actually address any of the findings by auditors. He doesn't address the abysmal program performance that has happened or the problems that are continuing to spiral in his state, even though he does get so much funding and he does have so much taxpayer money. He doesn't actually answer any of those questions. And so he really goes to a very familiar pattern, which is just to deny the premise, there's no fraud in California, to attack the messenger, in this case, President Trump, for saying that there could be fraud in California, and just moves to personal attacks there. And then he avoids any specific answers on why certain programs have been shown to be wasteful. And I really want to hone in on the first item that I said of he doesn't respond to findings by state auditors. And that's because in 2025, there was a nonpartisan audit conducted over the state of California. And this was just to look at spending across several different mainstream programs to see how money is being allocated and used and if it is effective in supporting program outcomes. Unfortunately, the results of that audit designated 8 of California's state agencies as high risk. And this is not a political designation. This has nothing to do with political preferences or the fact that California is mostly Democratic, nothing. It was nonpartisan. And so what this designation means is that there is likely to be fraud, waste, abuse, or mismanagement extremely prevalent in those agencies. So just think about that for a second. 8 8 of our state agencies are designated by a third party as high risk, flagging for the fact that they believe there is fraud rampant among them. That should be taken extremely seriously. We shouldn't be comfortable with even one program being designated as high risk. And when you look at the report and you see the findings, you just start to question, why is no one else looking into this? Why isn't Gavin Newsom actually addressing this? This should be supremely embarrassing for you as a governor of a state. I would be highly embarrassed if I was running a state and then I am audited and told that 8 of the programs that are under my oversight might actually have fraud and mismanagement within them. That's just complete failed leadership at the highest extreme. And so at the end of the day, Gavin Newsom likes to say, well, if President Trump has some special knowledge, then maybe he could share that with the rest of us. We don't need special knowledge to see that there's potentially fraud in California. We have an audit report showing us that there is and showing us the exact locations where the fraud may actually be located. And then on top of that, we also have our own eyes. And so we can look around our state. We can see that money has not been spent effectively. Clearly, it has not been spent effectively. And so we can see that actually an investigation into if there's fraud and mismanagement is a good thing. And if it's not there, you really shouldn't be that concerned about it. Our governor is missing a serious reckoning with accountability and with honesty about what's going on under his watch in our state. But thankfully, our president is going to look into it. And so what exactly will the Trump administration investigate? President Trump was pretty vague about what this investigation is going to entail, but thankfully for the investigators, there is no shortage of places to look. And so the first major category where there could be fraud in California is with healthcare spending. Now, California spends a massive amount on healthcare. This line item in the budget takes up roughly $50 billion per year from the general fund, which includes taxpayer funding as well as federal funding. And it is only second to K-12 education. So we spend the most on K-12 every year. And then Medi-Cal / healthcare expenses are second under that. So it is just a huge category of spending. Now, we also need to recognize that healthcare fraud has consistently been the highest and the most costly category of fraud for the United States government in its history. And so across our nation's history, this tends to be the place that is just ripe for people to take advantage of, and that mostly centers around the question of eligibility. And so as of April of 2025, so last year, the main issue with healthcare in California really is this question of who is eligible to be receiving money from these programs. And so again, another report found that eligibility still was a major question in California, and that there were actually an estimated $1.9 billion of questionable payments. So that's nearly $2 billion of money that's going to people who might not actually be eligible to receive those funds. That is classified as fraud and as mismanagement. And it's no surprise that eligibility is coming up with regard to the healthcare spending, because we've seen this question arise just with California's policy decisions in general. We saw last year or in prior years that we had approved the idea that we were going to pay for all healthcare funding for illegal immigrants. That was a cost that was $6 billion over what was initially estimated. And so California has a history of making some bad decisions with eligibility. And so really, this is what we need to be hammering in on, looking at is, are we actually designating what the outlined program requirements are, who is eligible to receive funding? And then are we strict on making sure that those payments actually get into the right hands? Because if they're getting into the wrong hands, that again is fraud. Next is education spending, and this is specific to student loans and financial aid. So this was shocking to me. I didn't know this, but it was reported in April that in the preceding 12 months, California community colleges lost more than $10 million of funding to fake students. So what is happening, and this apparently is a very normal scheme that is happening, is that there are scammers, or there are people who, again, are not eligible for aid, who are signing up as students in community colleges to receive financial aid or federal funding. And then they take the money, they pocket it, and they're not actually using it as it is supposed to be spent because they don't qualify or they're not actually students. And so this $10 million figure was just for 1 year. It was the preceding 12 months. And that was double what it has been in the past. And so this issue is continuing continuing to grow in California, and we're seeing it get worse. And it's so bad that Republicans who represent California were specifically calling on the Education Secretary, Linda McMahon, to investigate this and to do an independent audit because it has just gotten out of control. So those are the two major categories of fraud. And then there are more obvious programs where we can see with our own eyes that California clearly cannot be spending money wisely because there is no improvement. And so most notably in these categories is homelessness. I've talked about this before, but let me say it again. We have spent over $24 billion, some estimates are more like $30 billion, on trying to solve the homelessness problem. And Gavin Newsom vowed when he got into his position as governor that he would really tackle this and he would make large strides in reducing homelessness. However, homelessness clearly has not been solved. We can see that it is increasing in our major cities. It's still an issue. But even beyond homelessness being solved, because maybe you think that's too lofty of a goal, there was a 2024 audit that was conducted to specifically look at the funding that was going toward homelessness and then at the spending and the outcomes of those programs. And so even if you think that homelessness being gone is too lofty of a goal, you could still look at if these programs have been effective in their communities and if they have started to make strides in the areas of helping out homeless people. The problem is that when the auditors went in, the programs that had spending had such little tracking of where the spending was going, and they had such little data on evidence that no conclusions could even be drawn. So auditors couldn't say that the programs had been effective in their specific niches, but they also couldn't say that they had been ineffective because there just was absolutely no tracking at all of where this funding had gone. As a former auditor, that is truly wild. Like, it is absolutely ridiculous to think that you were given over $24 billion. That is not a small amount. That's not just a couple hundred dollars. That's not a few thousand dollars, which all still matter. You were given $24 billion and you can't tell me where it went. Immediately, that's a red flag for fraud. Immediately, you pocketed that money. There is no way that it went anywhere else because you should be tracking. If you are leading a program that is in charge of spending taxpayer money, you should be tracking every expense. You should be following up to see if those expenses have actually produced outcomes. You should have all of that. So if auditors come in, you can proudly show these are the programs that we have conducted. This is where the money went. These billions of dollars were poured into these homeless shelters. They were poured into Project Home Key. They were poured into all of these things. And we are proud to show that. California can't show any of that, which should absolutely outrage every single Californian. It is so egregious that a federal judge actually called in Mayor Karen Bass and LA County Supervisor Catherine Barger. He called them in court and he blasted them over this lack of accountability. He said, quote, "Nobody is asking our providers what they did or what services they performed. We may have providers who committed fraud and we may never know." And that's the heart of the issue. We just don't know. We don't know where the money has gone or what it has done. And that should never be acceptable, especially as a leader who is in charge of millions of people. But this federal judge did not just leave it there. He also put the governor on the hook because ultimately, Governor Gavin Newsom, this is his pet project. He has talked about ending homelessness. And so he is also responsible. And so he said, quote, "Get Gavin down here. He has a blog. He's busy blogging. I'll request him here and I'll embarrass him." But let's remember, Governor Newsom says there's no fraud in California. He has prevented fraud. All things are well. He's ending the homelessness crisis. He's going to deliver on all of those problems. And so he hates fraud himself. Therefore, we shouldn't even worry about it, right? This program alone is just ridiculous. There's absolutely no valid reason why government leaders should be able to take all of our money, spend it totally just egregiously, show us no outcomes of what has happened from it, not be able to answer questions as to where the money went, and we should just carry on giving them our money. That makes absolutely no sense. But this program isn't the only instance in which this is happening. And so we have to once again return to one of my favorite topics, and that is California's absolutely wonderful project of the high-speed rail. I have talked about the high-speed rail, so you should go back and check out that episode if you have no idea what it is. But in short, essentially, a program was approved in 2008 to build a high-speed train that would take you from LA, essentially up to San Francisco in the Bay Area, in a little over 2.5 hours. And so, again, this was approved in 2008. It is 2026, and progress just abysmal. So there are 7 total segments. Only one has been actively worked on. That stretch alone is estimated to end up costing over $30 billion, which original cost estimates for the entire rail were around $33 billion. So already 1 of 7 segments is blowing the entire budget, which is not really a surprise. Additionally, the other segments haven't even been funded. And so because they don't have money, they can't make progress. And so because of that, the total cost, when you look at the entire cost of the rail, has already over tripled what its estimate was. It went from that $33 billion to now over well over $100 billion. And so if you really want to talk fraud, waste, and abuse, look no further than this high-speed rail project. It's ridiculous. It has been over a decade. It's been nearly two decades. Did that math wrong in my head. But since 2008, it's been nearly 2 decades and we have nothing to show for it. It's not going to be completed. They're estimating that part of it will be completed by 2029, right after the Summer Olympics. Yeah, right. They said that the whole thing was going to be done by 2020. So I don't believe their estimates anymore. They are just throwing money completely down the drain. And so all of these programs, don't even mention other examples of mismanagement, because we could go on for hours about this. There are pandemic relief funds that have been proven to be misappropriated. There's unemployment insurance fraud, which is actually called out in that 2025 audit. There's disaster relief misuse. There are questions about water mismanagement and the funding to that department, as well as the fire response. And so these are all the agencies where our state has even admitted that there have been losses in the millions to $1 billion range. And again, that audit report called out as being very high risk. And so here's the thing. Here's why this matters. Fraud is not victimless. It is so easy today to look at things that are billions and millions of dollars and to let that feel completely intangible. It's really easy to look at state budgets and to look at spending in a state as large as California and to think, it's confusing. There's a lot there. It's really convoluted. We clearly don't have all of the information or the numbers. We don't even have a reference point in our minds for how much certain programs should cost, because it's really hard to understand how much it should cost to run a state with just millions of people in it. And so we just kind of let it slide. We think, what could we really do about it? Fraud is just a normal part of any program where there's mass amounts of money. And so at the end of the day, we just kind of shrug our shoulders and move on. But we can't do that, because every single dollar that is wasted, every single dollar that is stolen in fraud, because fraud is theft, every single dollar that is not allocated to the purposes that it has been promised to you as the taxpayer, is a slap in your face. It's complete disrespect. I want us to really sit and think about this for a second. You don't pay taxes just because you have to. I know that's what it feels like. We go about our lives and we don't really think about it. We just think, it sucks that the government takes our money, but it is what it is. That isn't how it should be. You pay taxes for a specific purpose. You pay taxes so that your government leaders in your state, as well as in your federal government, will use it on programs that will improve your life as well as your community. And so there's some recognition that not every single program will touch your life. Maybe you don't use Medi-Cal, and so healthcare funding doesn't affect you specifically. But on the whole, your money should be going to programs that overall make your state better managed. It's the idea that you are pouring your own money into the place that you live in so that you can continue to live there and be provided services when you need them. That means that if our government is taking our money and is not putting them in services so that we receive them when we need them, if our government is taking money and just lining people's pockets, or they are just skimming off the top for their own financial benefit, that is not acceptable, because that is not the point or the purpose of why we pay taxes. It's not an ethereal thing. The money doesn't just go into the clouds. The money is spent on something, and it must be spent on the services that your government has promised you and has shown are actually effective. And so when fraud occurs, or even just mismanagement occurs, that is a complete failure of leadership. Your government leaders have one job in this arena. They have a job to take your money, to budget out how they're going to use that money, and then to remain accountable to you, to show you where that money went. They shouldn't be able to just say, we didn't get enough money, we need more money. They should have to manage the money that they are given. They should have to make tough cuts when necessary, and they should have have to prove why you should continue paying money to them. And so it's your responsibility and mine to hold these leaders accountable, to show them this will not be acceptable to us, that our funding is a privilege that they have. They are not just entitled to the people's hard-earned money. They are given it as part of our government system. Yes, we are required to pay it under the law. But just because we are compelled by the law doesn't mean that our government leaders are now above the law to be able to use that money any which way that they desire. And at the end of the day, there is a great moral cost to hiding fraud. It only incentivizes further corruption. It only rewards the corrupt who are benefiting off of the fraud. And ultimately, it punishes the innocent. And it punishes people who will be truthful and who will actually pay their taxes because they know that it's something that they're supposed to do. And they hope in earnest that it will go to good programs and good purposes. It hurts them and it rewards wickedness. If our systems do not pursue, demand, and require transparency, then we just become a further breeding ground for more and more deception. That is not acceptable, and it must stop today. And so really, regardless of your feelings toward President Trump, regardless of your political party, every Californian should be able to agree on this. All of us should demand that our money should be spent wisely and spent well. Every dollar that is taken from us should be accounted for. And so specifically in California, accountability should become our top demand of people like Gavin Newsom and other leaders who are above us on a state and even on a city level. Because to Governor Newsom, when you say that there is no fraud in California, I'm sorry, Governor, we just do not believe you. We are too smart. We can see too clearly, and we are outraged at how you have mismanaged the money that we have given you. So we are seeing truth come to light in Minnesota, and it is time to see it come to light here in California as well, because fraud matters deeply, and truth is the prerequisite to justice. Thank you so much for joining me here today. I hope it was helpful for you as you navigate life in our state and that you even learned something new. If you love this show, please spread the word and share it with your friends, family, and fellow Californians. And I'll see you back here next week for another episode of the California Conversation.